More than 200 people a day were victims of forced displacement in Colombia in 2021. That's according to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. The report cites an upsurge in extortion and violence against civilians by armed groups. Ramiro Enciso is a farmer in Santander, a region in eastern Colombia bordering Venezuela, where the conflict is still very present. He told KPFA that last year, armed rebels demanded he to use his car to help them. He ended up fleeing and leaving everything, his house, his car, his sugarcane crops, fearing for his life. Enciso is 67 years old.
I had my car there on the farm. I was working with my dad. My neighbor joined the guerrillas, and so everything the guerrillas needed, he told them to come to me. They would arrive with a list of things to do, and if I didn't do it, they would likely have kicked me out or killed me. They told me that if you do not serve them, then you are not useful in the village and you have to leave. They also give you deadlines to leave, a day or two. And if you don't leave within that period of time, they kill you.
The United Nations report documented more than 2,400 direct attacks against the civilian population last year, 37% more than in 2020. Many of the attacks were carried out by dissident members of the FARC movement who refused to accept the 2016 peace accords and by a smaller breakaway guerrilla movement, the ELN. The two groups have been fighting each other for the control of Colombia's lucrative drug trade. Other violence is committed by right-wing paramilitary groups, which were also supposed to disband according to the 2016 accords. Civilians are at the mercy of these groups, often without any government protection. And Enciso says the armed groups also impose curfews on the population.
They once made a rule that after 6 p.m. no one can go out or move on any road. We all had to stay at home because the guerrillas patrolled the roads and whoever they found outside was shot because they thought they were from the army. Can you imagine? So all the people at 6 p.m. had to be kept at home no matter what they were doing or what you had to do. Sometimes you had to stay at a friend's house because you couldn't make it home. It was their rules and it was a lot of pressure.
The United Nations report estimates that in 2021, more than 65,000 people were forced to confine themselves to their homes by illegal armed groups, while 86,000 suffered restrictions on their mobility in their neighborhoods or regions. The report says while some civilians were able to return to their home regions, more than double that number, more than 50,000 are internal refugees in communities without sufficient resources to support them. They include Enciso, who never went back to his home and farm. Luis Emil Sanabria is president of the National Network of Initiative for Peace, REDEPAS. He has dedicated the past years to visiting and talking with members of communities most affected by displacement.
El aumento exponencial del desplazamiento.
The exponential increase in displacement in Colombia, documented by the United Nations, is fundamentally due to the increase in the armed conflict, the increase in confrontation and the violations of international humanitarian law by these armed groups, the presence of guerrillas, paramilitary groups fighting against the armed forces of the state.
Grupos paramilitares y fuerzas del Estado.
Sanabria puts blame on the government for poorly implementing the 2016 peace deal with the former FARC guerrillas. One key element was a promise to restore stolen land to villagers and farmers. Sanabria says the government's failure has fueled the resurgence of armed groups and criminal gangs. Colombia's ruling party puts the blame on the government in neighboring Venezuela. It accuses the government of Nicolas Maduro of backing armed groups in Colombia. Emilio Archila heads the government effort to implement the 2016 peace agreement. He defends the efforts, saying implementation is on the right track.
If the rates of homicides, displacement, rates of terrorist attacks, landmines, and recruitment of minors are analyzed, Colombia, as the United Nations Security Council has recognized, is today a much better country than it was before we started the implementation of the peace agreement.
While violence and displacement are rising, so is hunger. The United Nations Office for Food and Agriculture Organization recently named Colombia as one of the countries in the region with the highest risk of food insecurity and famine, along with Honduras and Haiti. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, Alexandra Ruiz in Bogotá, Colombia.